Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in him. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we, the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. Thus ends the reading. Today is Armenian Christmas, so happy Christmas again. Okay, so you don't celebrate it, and you don't even know where Armenia is. Well, I've been there, and I'm Armenian. And tonight, the seven other Dominican sisters of Sincinnawa who live in our apartment complex are coming over for what we anticipate as an Armenian feast. When reading about the Iraqi and Syrian refugees, I think about my grandparents and my parents who came to this country as refugees from a terrible genocide. We will celebrate Armenian Christmas with foods from my homeland. But they were only grateful to be off that ship, finally, that had carried them to Ellis Island. We'll begin our evening meal with prayer, and what a wonderful reading we have been given for this day from 1 John. Since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. And if we love one another, God lives in us. Every time I think about God living in us, I am reminded of my friends in the Wisconsin State Prison System, for they truly live in me and I in them. And that truly is God's life. Every week I interview more and more volunteers who want to join me. Occasionally, one of the men gets out of prison, that is. I ran into one of them the other day. He seemed so bewildered by everything that had changed in the years he was locked up. Also bewildering was the fact that he had to obey all kinds of rules, which were a condition of his parole. And he had to report to a parole officer or face revocation, that is, being sent back to prison. So So he was constantly looking over his shoulder. And what was most bewildering of all was that he was unable to find employment because he was a convicted felon, even with the skills he learned while in prison. Which all leads me back to reflecting on my grandparents and parents and refugees from every country. Why do they risk their lives to come to a country that locks up so many of its bright and talented young adults? They could be working and they want to work. These will be some of my thoughts as we gather on Armenian Christmas. If we love one another, God lives in us. And that's big.